Well, good morning. Welcome to our Community Corner on KKWC. In less than 2 weeks, a brand new school year begins in one of our area districts, and that's Clarion Goldfield Dawes. Registration occurred within the last few days. Joe Nelson is superintendent in Cowboy Country. And Joe, very good morning to you.
Oh, Pat, it's great to be here with you. Good morning to you.
Well, thank you very much. So, brand new school year. So, what's new this year when kids come to classes?
Well, you know, I love this time of year, Pat. Going back to 1975 is when I started kindergarten, and I haven't lost my fire and enthusiasm for the start of the school year. And, you know, it's just an exciting time for our kids to get revved up, meet their new teacher, and get back with their classmates and get acclimated for a great school year. We'll have six new teachers district-wide, which is a pretty low number, and I think it speaks to the volume of our leadership and support that we have in our three communities. You know, our teachers and our families love supporting the school, and so we don't see a whole lot of turnover, and that's a great benefit to our families and our students.
And how many new faces are there this year at Clarion Goldfield Dawes?
Yeah, six new teachers and you know, a few new coaches, but pretty consistent there. The big change we'll have is we have a new elementary principal will welcome Jared Carter in, and the new middle school principal, Aaron Patrick, will be in. So those two new faces are replacing two longtime leaders in our district. Steve Haberman has been in our district for 24 years as a district leader, and replacing him, you simply can't do that. He's just done so many things in our community, you know, for the school and for the town, and raised his family here. Incredible guy that gave a lot of his time after work, just such a tremendous guy to replace. And then our elementary principal, Tricia Rosendahl, is shifting roles and will be our new dean of students K-8. So Trish is going to do a different position, but we're thrilled that she's staying alongside to help us during the transition.
Good for her. How about some building improvements? Have there been that way this summer there, Joe?
Yeah, for the first time since 1969, Pat, we're opening a brand new gym in our district. So our new elementary middle school gym, we're ready to open the doors to that when the kids start classes next week. So, excuse me, in 2 weeks. So pretty exciting time around here for a brand new gym to open up.
But the big school day is set to begin August 23rd. You say about seven new staff members starting classes in a few weeks?
Yeah, you know, our staff, like I said, stays pretty consistent, but we'll have a few new faces as teachers and coaches. And, you know, it's always an exciting day for our elementary kids when they start that first day and they meet their classroom teacher. And so, Pat, I don't know if you can dig down and remember your days in elementary school, but there's a lot of excitement in all three of our towns for the kids starting school.
That I do, because I attended school way back in the 1960s, Joe. Back around 1964 is when I started classes and graduated in 1977.
Nice.
Yeah. So it should be an exciting time for students in the Clarion Goldfield Dawes District beginning on August 23rd. Joe Nelson, thanks for joining us today.
You bet. Great talking to you, Pat. Bye-bye.